We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the week four edition of the Prop Shop Show here on RotoGrinders. I am Britt Devine, joined by my man, Chief Justice Will Priester. Will, it came to fruition last week. We were talking, right? We had the engagement. They let us have freebies and Jameis Winston and James Robinson, and they're running back with the Jameis Winston freebie again. By the way, we'll talk about that in just a second.
But, oh, God.
It all came true last week. What's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. Doing good. I'm super glad to be on. And look, I don't know if, people are following the show, but typically most of the things that we're hopping on early are moving, Britt. They're moving by the end of the week. And we're still hitting props, but I'm saying we're getting these early lines in with so much value. So I've been thrilled to do this show with you and help the people out. They didn't want to give us as many props this week to get on early, but that's okay. Like I'm still fully invested in how I think this week is going to go. You've got some props. I've got some props. And it should be another great show, man. So super excited to come on and talk with my prop brother, Britt Devine.
Yeah, they're shorting us those field goals. That we talk kickers all the time. There's no kickers. We're doing this early. So if anyone's new, we record this on Tuesday nights. The sports books don't even have the prop lines out yet for any of these games, basically, except for the Thursday night game. So we're sort of going into this blind, which in my opinion is great, because if you can just use a little bit of common sense, you can sort of figure out some of the lines that might be a little bit too low. So, Chief, let's run it back. I've got, when we get to Sunday in just a little bit, I've gone bananas already on Prize Picks this week. I had a great week last week. I'm deep in the weeds already on Sunday. I got 9 or 10 plays. I'll try to get as many of them out to you guys. But we've got a lot going on. We've got this Thursday night game. We've got Tua, right? His back hurts. He got a concussion. Tua got concussed, right? But his back can hurt, and he got a concussion, in my opinion, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, he was stumbling around. Looks like the offensive lineman was trying to hold him up. Yeah, it was rough, man. It was rough, and the league is supposed to be, conducting their investigation. We'll see how it goes, but yeah, that tough scene for sure.
Yeah, it's looking. If you ask me, if you read the tea leaves, I think he ends up playing in this game, and barring injury news or a report or something like that comes out a little later in the week, I'm just going to assume he's ready to go. And on Thursday night with, little to no restrictions, maybe you can dock him a little bit, but I'm assuming as it stands right now that Tua is playing Are you under that assumption as well right now, Chief?
Yeah, for sure. Until they tell me otherwise. So I definitely think we're in the zone here with Tua. You know, I think he's going to be out there. I mean, Jameis Winston's back is hurt every week. And he keeps playing. So I'm sure Tua's going to be out there on Thursday night as well.
Yeah, who was it? Mike Tyson? My back! Right? I think that was an L. It seems like it's going around the NFL quite a bit right now. But let's talk Thursday night props. Chief, I told you pre-show, I'm not in love with the board, at least on Prize Picks. I've looked at Underdog too. Some of the sites, you know, Monkey Knife Fight has them up. Thrive doesn't even have Thursday night up yet. I'm not ultra in love with this board. So I'm going to need you to tell me what the plays are for Thursday night for the people watching this early and listening to it early in the week. What are we looking at for this Thursday night game? We don't have the freebie. They haven't given us Evan McPherson over 1.5 field goals yet. When that comes up, guys, we can just add that in. It's automatic. I put that in. I put that on Scores and Odds already. When that's up, we can add it in. But it's not up yet, Chief. So what are we looking at right now?
Well, can I do this, Britt? Can I talk field goals like – before we even kick it off, since they haven't given it to us, and then I'll head into Thursday. Yeah. I did want to give this information out because I do think it's important for us this week. So there are four teams in the NFL right now that are averaging 3 field goal attempts per game currently. It's the Atlanta Falcons, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Denver Broncos, and the Cincinnati Bengals. No surprise, we're on Money McPherson every week. So they're averaging 3 field goal attempts every week. And so I think Younghoe Koo is another guy I like anyway, which is why I like to take his prop. McManus is a guy I like. I don't take Suck Up as much. And so that's why, you know, I think this is good information. The next tier down, these guys are in the 2.7. So they're averaging 2.7 field goal attempts every week. Pittsburgh, which is Boswell, which is why I always like Boswell, but they won't give us Boswell at 1.5. I'm so shocked. Carlson from Las Vegas, Jacksonville and the Giants, and of course Gano is another guy that we like. So that's like the next tier down. The next tier down is at 2.3. It's Carolina, Houston, the Jets, and Dallas, and then New Orleans and Cleveland are at 1. I mean, at 2. And then everybody else from 50 on down is under 2 field goal attempts. So it's not like we can't. But what I will say is this, and this one was very interesting. I want to see if they're going to give us this prop this week. And I think I'm going to take a stab at it. The Washington Commanders have no field goal attempts this season so far. I was shocked. Green Bay 0.7, Miami 0.7, Baltimore 1 field goal attempt, Philadelphia 1.3. And so I think that's another thing to look at in reverse, and it may feel uncomfortable because we're so pro kicker in terms of the over. But, you know, pulling some of these numbers in, I will be looking at some unders as well if they give it to us, like Arizona, Chicago, Tennessee, Arizona, New England, the Chargers, the Rams, Seattle, they're all in that bottom like 1.3 category. Maybe some really good opportunities to look at them in terms of the under. And I do understand that with Philly, they just keep scoring touchdowns. So they don't kick a lot of field goals. But Baltimore, that's a coaching philosophy. Miami may be a coaching philosophy. We'll see. The Chargers, definitely a coaching philosophy. So just wanted to kind of put that out there. Kick it off with some kicker data. And go from there. And I think everybody in the prop shop, I think Zach Greinke sold, so he just killed our props for the day. And
no fantasy points or strikeouts.
Yeah, my power play here. He was facing the Detroit Tigers. You know, you look at the lineup, and I mean, it's strikeouts everywhere. I know it's Zach Greinke, but hey, you know, it didn't materialize. But like I tell everybody, I'm invested, just like you're invested, and I guess I'm gonna have to just hop on this Robbie Ray taco later. But at any rate, that's Kicker Talk. Britt, we're on Thursday. I know you said you don't have anything for Thursday.
Yeah, I'm looking at the one. They don't have the rushing yards out yet. The receiving yards, They're all about right. They're a little. If you go to Underdog, right? So like on Prize Picks, Tyreek Hill's at 75.5. Well, they don't even have them because they're waiting on the Tua news. So Jamar Chase, 76.5 on Underdog, 71.5 on Prize Picks.
Get it now.
65.5. He's the same on both. Burrow's 272 passing yards on Underdog. He's 269 on Prize Picks. So Prize Picks seems like they have a little bit of the better lines, especially if you want to bet overs, which is generally what I like to do. And I think for the most part, you like to do, Chief. So Burrow, you were talking to me pre-show. I know our Roto Grinders projection has him over the 269.5. He's gone over this in 2 of 3 games. That one was that fluky game against Dallas. You sort of could, you know, he could have done whatever he wanted against the Jets.
And we talked about this last week, Britt, and we were right. We were on Burrow. It's just Chase didn't materialize. It was Higgins and Boyd that got all the big plays, but the passing is going to catch up. They throw the ball too much for the passing yards to not come. Joe Burrow yet again this week, Britt. I like him yet again. In terms of passing yards per game, what if I told you Miami was a top two team? They're giving up 297.7 yards a game right now through the air. Yeah, I don't take the Burrow over, and I'm going right back to the handcuff with Chase. No way I don't do it.
Yeah, you face Baltimore and you face Josh Allen. Josh Allen, they could have – I don't know how the Bills lost that game. They had like 5 million more yards than the Dolphins did. They just played – did some really bad situational football is how they lost that game. But Burrow's at 269, and you like the pairing with Chase at 71.5. He's only gone over, Chief. One out of the three games, that doesn't bother you?
No. So here's the thing. For me, with the number one receiver – so here's the crazy part about Chase. He had 10 targets the last game. He had 6 catches for 29 yards. Like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's
not going to happen every week. So at 71.5, coming off a somewhat rough game where the other two guys just went postal, I mean, Jamar Chase is always one play away from pretty much getting you where you need to be for your prop. And I'm not saying it's a 60-yard touchdown. I'm saying a 35, 40-yard play. Like, he gets that. He gets one of those, he's probably going over any prop every week. One big play, and he's capable of taking it to the house. So anytime he's in a tasty matchup where the air yards are going to be there, I'm in. I'm going to be on the over on Jamar Chase. He's still the number one weapon in terms of offense, passing offense for Joe Burrow, period.
Yeah, you can add in as soon as the McPherson prop, if they drop that at 1.5, I'm going to assume they will. It's at -120 on a sports book. That's well within the limits of what the prop sites will put up there. You can add that in. The problem is, Chief, currently we don't have – there's no rushing yards. With Tua, Tua's at 260.5, cleared that in 2 of 3 games. I'm surprised he really didn't clear that against Buffalo, but Buffalo's defense has been one of the best in the league here. The
Bengals have not.
Yeah, you like Hill or Waddle at all? Because we need – if we're going to play a Thursday – you need a run back. I'm fine. Like, I don't care. If I'm playing a guy from Thursday, I'll play dudes from Sunday on the same ticket. I can wait 3 days to get paid, Chief. So I don't force things in like that. But some people do. Do you have a favorite right now of what you would play on Thursday?
Well, so here's the thing that I do recognize, Britt. Thursday games are always a little wonky because it's a short week. And, you know, you expect these offenses to come out and go nuclear. And I think they will, as long as two of them. My approach for Thursday is this. No matter what, Burrow, Chase, and McPherson are going in my build. No matter what. Those three are in there. Then everything else is based on the news. If Tua's playing, I'm legitimately probably going to have Tua. And maybe I go with an alternate Tua line, like passing attempts or, you know, completions. I'll dig into that a little bit once we get it. That might be a way to approach it. But Joe Burrow, I'm definitely taking yards. Jamar Chase, I'm definitely taking over. And McPherson, I'm definitely taking over 1.5 field goals. And then I'll go from there, you know, in terms of how I'm going to approach Tua. If I play him, I mean, and here's the thing. Tua could go under 260 and Waddle and Tyreek Hill could still hit their receiving props. because so they're the main guys. So I'm going to be in on one of these receivers. Right now, I'm still thinking it's going to be Tyreek Hill. His targets are still there. But, I mean, a 10-yard differential between him and Waddle, I think, is still great. I may end up on both of them. And so, for me, when I'm building on prize picks, I know we're talking prize picks right now, I don't mind taking risk like a GPP, Britt. So, mm-hmm. in my mind, I've already got three props that I feel like are going to be – got an 80-90% chance to hit. Burrow, Chase, McPherson. Those three I don't really have any worries about. The difference comes in with, okay, do I like Tyreek Hill? Do I like Waddle? I may build a five flex, and I typically build two pick powers and then five flexes, typically.
Yep, me too.
From time to time, I'll get into a three power if, like, all three lines are just ridiculously good. I'll get into that. But I'll probably do Chase, Burrow, McPherson. If Tua plays, a Tua Waddle build, a Tua Tyreek build, and then a Tyreek Waddle build with no Tua. And so I've got pretty much the range of outcomes that I'm looking for. And if they all hit, then I get back 30x. If they don't, then I've got a shot at two 10x's and a double up. And then if only one hits, I'm still up units. Like if I got three units in play, I'll be up, you know, seven units just off those. If I get double ups, I'm up 11 units. You get what I'm saying? So that's the way I approach it. And so do I want to get every play right? For sure. But if you understand how I think and how I build, you know I'm still trying to capture upside almost like a GPP. And I'm with you. I don't mind waiting until Sunday either. But if you're trying to, you know, if you're on one game in particular, then that's the way I approach it.
All right. So that's some Thursday. And one of the reasons we're talking so much about McPherson is – I wrote him up on Scores and Odds, too, as a sportsbook play. So he was -120 on DraftKings for over 1.5. Chiefs hit over 1.5, dating back to last year in the playoffs. 11 straight games. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. He's hit it in 13 of his last 14 games. And also, what I like to see, Chief, you mentioned the field goal attempts. He's had at least 3 field goal attempts in 9 of his last 11. So he can even miss one and still have a chance with how they'll roll him out, any conditions, any distance, and it's great because that offensive line is just bad enough where they'll take that 3rd and 3 at the 25-yard line. Now it's a 4th and 10 after a sack, and McPherson comes on and bangs in the field goal. So that's one of the safest plays of the week. I want to move to Sunday, Chief, because I have found, like, 10 – these props for Sunday are so off that I have been going bananas on these. So have you had a chance to look at the Sunday board yet? Maybe we can start with a couple of your favorites. I know there's one we're definitely playing, right? Yeah, we're playing Winston again. It's in London. It's in London, Chief.
I don't care. This may be even better. So Britt, here's what's important about what happened last week with Carolina. Not only did Winston blow past the 217 he opened, or 215 or 212, it was some stupid low number. He also picked up his first 300-yard passing game.
Was on our season. Dude, we're all going to get $5,000 at the end of that by the time.
Yes, yes. for our over 2.5, we're already a third of the way there. Yeah. We're 3 games in. Like,
Let's make it 2 after this one.
Yeah. Minnesota, by the way, Britt, they are giving up, and I had this pulled up right, because listen, I've got these stats ready for tonight, man. I'm so excited about this show. Minnesota's giving up 275.5 passing yards on the season. 275. And Jameis has gone over 225 every single game. And the crazy thing about Jameis, Britt, is in the first half, he may have 50 yards passing.
No smoke.
Right. Now, we can't keep getting away with that. I think the last game he was around 100 by halftime or somewhere up in there. And that's what we want. If Jameis happens to go anywhere near 140, 150 by halftime in any of these games, you might as well check him off for another 300 games. Like, that's what's coming. What helped him the last game, Britt, was he finally connected with the deep shots on Olave. If the deep shots are there, he's going to hit this number every week. Yeah, I mean, he's going to take – Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. You go ahead.
I don't understand. Like, I would put this at I don't want prize picks, you know, watching the show and changing lines on his teeth. But this should be like 250, right? This should be like 250.
Stop it. Stop
but,
it.
Yeah. So in time, this is definitely one of my favorites. I've played this with a lot of things already this week. That's enough said. It is in London. Those games get weird. Thomas and Landry got a little nicked up week three. It seems like those aren't too big of a concern on Tuesday night. I'm expecting at least one, if not both, to make the trip and play. And honestly, yeah, even if they don't, Tre'Quan Smith is there. Marquez Callaway. Like, there's enough.
Did you see that Callaway touchdown by chance? Yeah, the one-hander?
There's enough good plays. Even if something weird happens, I'm okay getting in my Winston money on this one. So yeah, let's do – there's only three categories up yet, Chief. I want to stay – do you have any other passing yards? I've got
– oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah,
I've got – let me go to mine. Is I'm on Josh Allen over 285. This is ridiculous.
You know I have a notebook. Things get written down so I don't forget for this show.
Yeah.
Listen, Josh Allen, you probably can't see it.
I got a Word doc. I'm with technology, but you can write it on your notepad.
He's number one on the list, 285 and a half.
This is ridiculous. He's gone over three times. Baltimore is getting lit up every single game. They're giving up like 350 passing yards a game or something like that, Chief. This is ridiculous.
353 to be exact. 353. Yeah, ridiculous. No way I don't take the over 285 here. I have to do it.
I'm on Josh Allen. Let me see. That is definitely one on mine. That's the only other pass yard I have circled.
Oh, great.
Chief, I got so many receiving yards are insane. So what else are you looking at in the passing yards? Let's go over a couple.
So Allen, Jameis, of course. Jameis is like our freebie every week until they let us get. Here's one that's going to be very controversial this week. But, you know, it's kind of like the Mariota one we had last week, Britt, where it's like
you're not playing Justin Fields.
No.
I'm tempted. I haven't decided.
This isn't Fields. It's Baker Mayfield at 195 and a half.
All right. Talk to me on Baker.
So look, Baker this week, okay? If he's ever gonna get it done, it's against Arizona. Like he's gotta get it done this week at one. I'm willing to take a quarterback against Arizona. Arizona's given up 281 per game so far. I'm willing to take Baker over 195 and a half. Now, I'm going to go ahead and parlay that into my handcuffs, Britt, because the receivers are too low if he goes over 200. DJ Moore's at 49 and a half, and Robbie Anderson is at 31 and a half. And so I can already tell the prop shop, I can tell everybody that's listening right now, I'm absolutely going to have DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson in a build together. There's no way I don't do that. If he goes over 200, most likely both of these guys go over these puny props. Now, the reason that they're so low is Baker's been awful. And the passing game hasn't gotten going. And, you know, it's just, they've looked so bad. But they kind of got going a little bit at the end of the game last week. I'm hoping it transpires into a team that can't stop a nosebleed right now through the air. 49 and a half, 31 and a half. I will be taking both of those props in one, and then I'll go back and do something similar. Like I'll take Baker, DJ, Baker, Robbie, and some Bills as well.
You just put them all three, get a crazy same game parlay basically without paying any extra juice on it like you would at the sports book.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I know this isn't up as well, and we're kind of hopping to receiver a little bit, but if Michael Thomas receptions comes out at 4.5, I'm going to take the over on that again. I'm just going to take it, okay? And pair that with Jameis. Michael Thomas, I'm probably going to be more so taking Thomas receptions and Olave yards with Jameis. That's
Olave yards? Chief, Olave yards was 49 and a half, but everyone destroyed it. It's up to 54 and a half now on price.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got plenty of that 49 and a half. That was really juicy.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So that's where I'm at there.
You got any more passing yards?
No. I kind of cut it off there. Washington, if I'm not mistaken, it's giving up a lot through the air as well. Let me check my sources and make sure. Yeah, Washington's giving up 274 through the air right now. And you know, maybe just maybe I get involved, but Cooper Rush isn't up. So that's my issue. If Cooper Rush
will come in like 200 something.
If he comes in, so yesterday he was at 207 and a half, but he was at 205 and a half pass plus rush. I think Price Piece just messed that up. If he comes in at 207 and a half, I'll probably take the over again. I think that'll be too low. So that's where I'm at. So that's like my next one that I'm looking at. We can hit receivers because I know that's your juicy area this week.
Well, let's just go. There's only a couple up. Let's go to rush yards.
Oh, right? Well, that's my juicy area this week.
All right, I'll go to receiving yards. I just have so many because all right. Let's do rush yards first because the first one I'm on, and okay. I put this on Scores and Odds too. If you ever want, I put that on Monday. The first one I'm looking at is Breece Hall, 32.
You already know I had that. Wow. You already know I had that.
This is ridiculous. So he outsnapped Michael Carter last week for the first time. And it looks like it's so Zach Wilson's probably going to come back, which could just throw a wrench into everything. I'm a little worried on that. But, Chief, when this comes out of the sports books, this is going to be at 40 or above easily on the sports books.
I got to take 40 and a half. Yeah, I'm with
you. Yeah, and it's at 32 and a half on Prize Picks. Steelers can't stop the run. Hall's getting – he went from 6 to 7 to 8 carries. He's averaging over 5 yards a carry. It doesn't take a lot to get 32 and a half versus the Steelers. And this is going to be, in theory, like a competitive game because Mitchell Trubisky is horrible on the Steelers side of the offense. So they might actually get some more rushes. This is like a no-doubter for me this week.
Yeah, yeah. Breece Hall, one of my top plays. One, here's my top rushing play of the week. And, Britt, I think – if people have followed the top rushing play of the week, I think we've hit that every week so far. Because week one, I think it was Gibson. He got there late. Week two, who was week two? Last week was James Robinson.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was week two.
Mine is definitely Breece Hall this week. So I want to hear who yours is because I'm gonna make it a ticket right now.
It's Austin Ekeler at 49 and a half. Okay. Listen to me. Austin Ekeler's facing Houston. Houston's given up over 200 yards a game on the ground. It's insane. Let me see. Let me get the correct number here. Sorry, Britt.
My David Montgomery DFS shares hurt from last
Houston has given up 202 yards per game on the ground, and Austin Ekeler sitting at 49 and a half. And so this is one that people may not gravitate towards because he hasn't looked great. But look, I go by the matchups, man. At 49 and a half, I think that's a big time number for us. Eckler's at the top of my list. Next for me is JT at 82 and a half. Jonathan Taylor, folks, is sitting at 82 and a half rushing yards. Week one, he was at 97 and a half. Week two, he was probably somewhere similar. He's at 82 and a half yards facing the Tennessee Titans this week. I know it's been bad against Jacksonville. I know it's bad against Kansas City. I don't care. I'm taking the over. To me, this is just like Derrick Henry last week, Britt. And I had a card with Henry. I think I posted late in the prop show. Derrick Henry was at 78 and a half. That was too low. Now, granted, he hit 85 and a half or whatever it was. He had 85 yards. My point is the matchups a lot of times will help dictate whether or not these guys can hit these yardage props. And when teams are giving it up on the ground, the numbers don't lie typically in this setting, Britt. You look across what we've been doing week to week to week. We just keep attacking teams that are giving up through the air, giving up on the ground. Well, this week, JT gets the Tennessee Titans, and he's at 82 and a half. And he's going to get at least 15 carries, at least. So I love JT this week. Breece Hall was definitely on the list. I'm going back to Gibson yet again this week at 48 and a half. It's too low right now. Gibson is facing, they're playing Dallas. And yeah, I see the stats, but once again, Dallas is giving it up on the ground at 48 and a half. I'm in. And then lastly, this one is more of a reverse play from what we had last week, Britt. Travis Etienne is at 29 and a half rushing yards. I'm taking the under. I'm taking the under against Philly. I'm expecting the Jaguars to possibly be behind in this game. And if so, they don't want Etienne running the ball. They've got Etienne as the alternate back. Mm-hmm. He might be in for passing yards. So I'm taking Etienne under 29 and a half this week. Like that's a juicy one for me. that it's low, doesn't feel great, but if carries are coming out of this backfield, it's James Robinson. If passes are coming out of this backfield, I feel like it's Travis Etienne. I'm taking the under on 18 at 29.5. Those are my rushing props.
I got two more. Really like. A real easy one for me, too, that I bet a lot is Cordarrelle Patterson over 43.5, and he's gone over 120 two of his three games, Chief. This is – and the other game was 41, which was right there. This is like a no-brainer against the Browns.
Yeah.
This game has 50 total. CPAT for sure, over 43.5. Get that now. This thing's going to go – once the lines at the sports book come out, this thing's going to be much higher than that. And then I'm also on – I haven't bet a lot of Javonte Williams, but I think 50.5 is just a little bit too low against the Raiders. He's gone over this in each of the past two games. And I think it's he's really good on a per-touch basis. If he gets like 13, 14 carries against the Raiders, this is an easy over. I think that's a little bit too low for Williams. Both of those I've put plenty of tickets in already, right? This is Tuesday.
Yeah.
I wake up Monday – well, maybe like Monday afternoon when these start dropping, I'm going bananas on Prize Picks basically every Monday morning. So those are a couple of our favorite rush yards. The receiving yards. Let's get into this. You can just like click randomly and pick overs, and I think you can make money on some of these this week. So I'm going to go through a quick list of some of my favorites, and a couple of them didn't actually hit last week. So let's see. One, Michael Pittman is at 60.5. Why is this so low?
Too many targets.
Why is this so low?
I have no clue. He's going to hit this on volume alone. And this is something I talked about at the beginning of the season, Britt. If Matt Ryan treated Michael Pittman like Julio, he was going to soar to the top of the rankings every week. And he's treating him just like Julio. I mean, he's going to get 10 targets a game, roughly. I'm with you, man. This is one of my favorite props of the week. It's funny how we end up on the same, tops. But, hey, osmosis.
In his line, I think, on Underdog, let me see if he's up. He's up to 60. He's 69.5 on Underdog. So, definitely the 60.5 on Prize Picks. Guys, get on this early and often. This is a staple of a lot of my team. The ticket I probably got 100 tickets in already for Sunday. I'm not even joking.
Yeah,
but he's a staple. Another one, Treylon Burks burned us last week, but his prop went down, and I'm going back to him. He's at 35.5. Stunk last week. I'm hoping for a big bounce back week, and I like he was up to 42.5 when it closed. I think he opened at 37.5. If he's at 35.5, Chief, that's another one. You can pair that up in the same game. Boom. Make that super easy. So I like Burks. A couple other ones. Curtis Samuel just keeps on doing his Curtis Samuel stuff. He's at 45.5. He's gone over that in all three games. He gets those little short area targets. He gets manufactured touches. I don't want to say he's guaranteed 4 or 5 receptions, but I think he basically is in this Washington offense. And the yards after catch ability for him, 45.5. Not even to mention if he happens to get 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 targets, Chief, that's way too low for him. Let's see. Who else do I got? I got Pittman, Curtis Samuel. Yeah, I think those are some of the ones I was looking at for the most part. Olave went up a little bit. We'll see what Michael Thomas comes in at. But I just thought all those dudes are just way too low. You can throw in Drake London too. I think he's a little bit too low at 52.5. He's gone over that in every single game. That's another one. He's the clear alpha.
It's DJ Moore-Week for me as well. Like at 49.5, like now I got to start taking real shots.
Yeah.
Like at some point, and so here's the other thing too, Britt, because I'm a Panthers fan, so I pretty much watch these games every Sunday. DJ Moore probably would have had 70, 80 yards receiving last week. Baker Mayfield missed him on so many out routes, Britt. Like I'm talking about 10, 15-yard out routes, crossing routes across the field, like late developing plays. DJ was open all game, and Baker was throwing it to him. He was throwing it up and away instead of, right on the numbers or right in the hands. So DJ's numbers suffered because of the missed throws. If they connect on two of these throws, Britt, he's at 30 to 40 yards just on two of those. at 49.5, I'm in on DJ, and I'm also in on Marquise Brown at 59.5. If he's going to keep getting these types of targets, I think we talked about the fact that Marquise Brown is averaging about 25 yards per target, or it's something stupid, right? Like something, and that can't last, I don't think. But if he's getting that type of ADOT, I mean, he's one big play away from just breaking through this. So I like him as well. One other person I did want to mention here, Britt, before we wrap it up. And I guess this is more of a question than a recommendation. So I was on Juju last week at 49.5, and most people weren't. They were afraid. And my thought process was, Juju had 79 yards receiving week one in a blowout. They pretty much blew out Arizona, so he didn't have to really play much down the stretch. They played the Chargers, and it just didn't come together for him. They played Indy, he had 89 yards receiving. At 51.5, in an offense where, yeah, they're going to spread it around, but he's still one of the main guys. Like at the end of the season, he'll have more targets and more receptions than Mecole Hardman. Like they're not committed to Mecole being like the number one receiver, the number two guy. It's him and MVS. That's who's going to end up with the most targets, the most yards. Two out of these three games, he's pretty much been 80 yards to 80 plus, and we're getting him at 51.5 against Tampa.
I was against
Bay.
You last week. Well, I wasn't for it or against it, but I think I'm for it this week, Chief.
Yeah, 51.5. One of the main guys, him, Kelsey, MVS, are going to end up with most of the receptions and yards this week. I'm back to the well on Juju. Yet again at 51.5 because their passing game is more intact. And just for reference here, Jerry Jeudy is sitting at 54.5 in a passing offense that's been fairly anemic outside of week one. And I do think it'll pick up. Cortland Sutton, his yards have been fine. And they've got a 3-yard differential when essentially he's got a 66% hit rate on the season and Judy's at 33%. And
yeah,
it's early.
I like to see on, I think Underdog has a little bit sharper lines, which if you like overs, this is, I don't want to make it a Prize Pick show, but they have generally the best lines of the plays I want to play. So we do spend a lot of time talking Prize Picks. He's 58.5 on Prize Picks. You can get him at 51.5, or he's 58.5 on Underdog, and he's 51.5 on Prize Picks. That's like 15% difference. Why wouldn't you play that on Prize Picks?
And I'm glad you mentioned that because I did write down that. I'm going back to rushing really quick. But JT was at 89.5 on Underdog when I was comparing lines earlier. It's just I didn't have as much to compare on Underdog this week for my favorites as I did on Prize Picks. Prize Picks just has a bigger board right now. But, yeah, so I'm with you. 51.5, I'm going right back to the well on Juju here until they give us like 60, and then I'll probably hop off.
Yeah, so I think those are some of our favorite props. I don't have any – it's very early in the week, so I don't have any extra like 3.5 payouts or 12.5 payouts. Those will usually come Saturday or Sunday. But if you want to ever get access to, you know, a great community, go check out Chiefs Prop Shop. It's in the Roto-Grinders Discord. It's all free. You just need a Roto-Grinders account. You don't have to be a premium member or anything like that. You go find it. It is a great little community. We post our plays in there all the time. There is a lot of very, very, very smart sports bettors, prop bettors, and entertaining people in there. You can go check that out. A great little community Chief has put together. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, I see a lot of the prop shop is in here. Guys, click the like button. It helps us out. We would greatly appreciate that. And I don't know, Chief. I think we cover. I wish there was a little bit more on the board, but we do this show early to get the best lines, and I think we got, at least 10 different props for people to attack and have some fun with this week.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And that's what this show is about. Like, the board has been a little bit thicker the past 3 weeks. This week, and Britt, maybe this is the site's adjusting, but, you know, we did our stuff in early, like, the line comes out.
They're just busy. They're just busy, Chief. I don't think they're doing anything. They've got to get up,
golf, they've got to get up, Korean baseball, NHL, F1, League of Legends, tennis, season-long NBA. Chief, they're just busy. This stuff will be out tomorrow. All your field goals will be out tomorrow.
Well, we need them out Tuesday for the show. That's what we need them out Monday.
They're just busy.
Yeah, man.
But, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Click the like button on YouTube. Subscribe to the podcast on the Roto-Grinders NFL podcast feed. Let us know what you think about the show. If you guys have any comments, drop them in YouTube. Other than that, Chief, everyone, have a good week. For Chief, I'm Britt. Thanks for watching the Prop Shop Show, and we out you.